Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Well, the confirmation of RFK Jr. as head of HHS, Health and Human Services, this is history unfolding. This is a pivotal moment for our republic that many of us have worked literally decades to achieve, to get to something like this opportunity where not only do we have an administration, the Trump administration, that is tearing apart the fraud, the waste, the corruption, USAID, all the slush fund money, firing the corrupt prosecutors, demanding government workers actually show up and work, you know, things like that. But on top of that now, to have RFK Jr. as head of HHS is a once-in-a-lifetime moment. And the very future of this republic, in many ways, arguably, is riding on the health of our people. And RFK Jr. is now in a position to dramatically help turn that health around. And myself, as the Health Ranger, this is something that I've been fighting for about 25 years now, a quarter of a century. I have been tirelessly working to educate people about health, to reform health habits, to teach people about the dangers of pharmaceuticals and the dangers of vaccines, to help save lives, and to teach people about the healing potential of nutrition and foods and superfoods, herbs and natural medicine. And like many of you, I have been, of course, for the last decade, censored and smeared and blacklisted by a criminal cabal of government and deep state operatives and NGOs and officials at the FDA and the CDC, etc., who conspired with big tech to achieve mass censorship of the truth about vaccines, the links between vaccines and autism, or the truth about the cancer industry and how it profits from cancer and doesn't cure cancer, doesn't even want cancer to be cured, things like that. The FDA has functioned and continues at this moment to be a criminal organization. RFK Jr. is going to change that, I believe. Now, my preference is that the FDA should be ended. I half jokingly said that, hey, if you make me head of HHS, which of course would never happen, this is a joke, but if you did make me head of HHS, my job would be done in 24 hours because I would go in there and I would say, you're all fired. Goodbye. Pack up your shit and leave. And I would shut down the FDA. I would shut down the CDC. I would shut down the NIH. I would shut it all down because it serves no positive purpose for America whatsoever. It has been weaponized and it stands as a threat to the American people. So that's my default opinion. However, RFK Jr. is probably going to take more the route of reform to say, well, how can we change these agencies and make them work better for the American people? Can we turn them around? And that's, again, that's not my preference. I think the FDA will always be dangerous if it's large and powerful. And so the number one thing that has to happen, in my opinion, is that the FDA needs to be neutered of its power. The Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act has to be completely revamped. The agency needs to be heavily defunded, stripped of its personnel, stripped of its powers. And that is going to happen. And I know that's going to happen because I have interviewed the people that are going to one attorney in particular, who is going to be filing a flurry of lawsuits to take away the FDA's power to censor people who tell the truth about nutrition, for example. So that's one of the key things, is the FDA engages in censorship against manufacturers and marketers of nutritional supplements or herbs or superfoods. You're not allowed to tell the truth about what these products can do, even if it's backed up by government-funded studies. you know, the FDA has banned the First Amendment in America, and that's got to stop. And that's going to be challenged very quickly. The lawsuits are ready to be filed. So let me explain something that nobody in the corporate media understands at all. Here's what's about to happen. You're going to have lawsuits filed against the FDA now. Lawsuits about the censorship, lawsuits about emergency use authorization approval for the COVID vaccines, and many other lawsuits. And there are a number of attorneys, Jonathan E. Moore, Thomas Renz, and many others who are going to be filing these kinds of lawsuits. And also organizations, nonprofits, and some corporations will sue the FDA. RFK Jr., as head of HHS, in my view, and I haven't had any communication with him about this, by the way, this is just my own analysis, but in my view, RFK Jr. is going to cooperate with these lawsuits. So when the lawsuits say, hey, we demand discovery of, let's say, FDA collusion with big tech, where the FDA demanded that big tech censor anybody talking about the dangers of COVID vaccines, as an example, RFK Jr. is going to order the FDA to cooperate with that, to order the legal team to say, yes, you must produce this documentation. Do not fight discovery. Cooperate with the court's orders. Provide all this information. In essence, RFK Jr. is the people's man on the inside who is going to, well, let's use a metaphor. If the FDA was a castle, RFK Jr. is going to lower the bridge across the moat and let the marauding attorneys come right on in to see everything. That's my belief. Again, just for the record, I don't have any inside information. I don't have any intel from RFK Jr. or anybody else. This is just, to me, this is the logical way to get reform to happen. Not only will RFK Jr. himself be firing people and changing rules and changing interpretation of the rules and all kinds of things, hopefully even working to end direct-to-consumer drug advertising on television. That's got to stop. But at the same time, I believe he will be cooperating with this flurry of lawsuits that's going to be coming in to tear down the FDA's fiefdom of a power monopoly that opposes the First Amendment, among many other things. So this is what you're about to see. And this is historic. And I know for sure, I've interviewed Jonathan E. Moore about this very topic. And I know that ANH USA, with Dr. Robert Verkirk, is keen to be active in achieving health freedom for nutritional supplements and herbs, dietary supplements, etc., you know, natural products. And I know that the industry, which has suffered for so many years under the authoritarianism and tyranny of the FDA, this industry, which I'm a part of course, is absolutely ready to unleash legal action against the FDA. My own company might sue the FDA, I don't know. We're not currently involved in such a lawsuit, but we've sued big tech over censorship. And we have named various government agencies, such as the DOD, in that lawsuit. We may add the FDA to that lawsuit. We may add, you know, defendant parties to the lawsuit, possibly. I don't know the overall strategy, but we'll see where it goes. Now, the bottom line takeaway from this is that the next 4 years are going to be really, really good for the nutrition industry, for dietary supplements, for herbs. And these years are going to be very bad, probably for big pharma, probably for the vaccine industry. Now, I don't own any stocks at all, actually. And I don't short stocks. And I wasn't paying any attention to the stock market right after the confirmation of RFK Jr. But I would imagine that Pfizer plunged, just my guess. And the other big pharma companies, Eli Lilly and what have you, Johnson & Johnson, I don't think they're very happy about this because they pulled out all the stops to try to block RFK's nomination confirmation. They were desperate to stop him because they know the dirty little secret of the vaccine industry is that vaccine safety and efficacy is not backed up by the data. And RFK Jr., essentially what he promised the senators during the hearings is that he would follow the data. That's his promise. He would be data-driven in his decisions. Well, the senators, they thought that was great because they think that the data show that vaccines are safe and effective. It does not. See, this is where they got outplayed. They just got owned. Because RFK said, all my decisions are going to be driven by the data. But you and I know what the data really show is that vaccines are dangerous and not effective. So when RFK's decisions are driven by that data, he's going to be making decisions that obviously say we need to pull these COVID vaccines. They do not work. That's a data-driven decision. Or we need to halt direct-to-consumer drug advertising. That's a data-driven decision because drug ads on TV do not enhance the health of the American people. We need to stop the mass prescription of antidepressants and ADHD drugs, etc., especially to children. You know, psychiatric drugging of children. That's got to stop. And that's a data-driven decision. Statin drugs don't work. They harm more people than they help. That's a data-driven decision. Also, there are numerous data-driven decisions here that RFK Jr. will pursue. And the senators, I guarantee you, are not going to be happy about this. They thought that the data supports their clients, Big Pharma, but it does not. And you're going to have a similar reaction in the pesticide and herbicide industry, where you have the Bayers of the world, Monsanto, etc., that profit from poisoning crops. That is their model. They profit from poisoning crops. They're not happy about this because RFK Jr. believes in clean, safe food. And he understands the dangers of GMOs and glyphosate in the food supply. And he's going to, of course, take a very aggressive look at that. And RFK Jr. also understands heavy metals contamination. His focus for many years was mercury. Mercury in vaccines in some cases, but also mercury as an environmental pollutant. Now, RFK Jr. has long said that he's very concerned about mercury in coal. And he has been an opponent of coal. But, and I disagree with him on that point because I know that America's coal is the cleanest coal in the world, at least after it's scrubbed, right? The emissions are very, very clean in America compared to countries like China. There's no comparison, right? But I share his concern about heavy metals in the environment, and I share his concern about heavy metals in the food supply. And since we are a food testing lab, you know, we have a mass spec lab and we test foods for lead and arsenic, cadmium and mercury and other toxic elements. And we also test for glyphosate, etc. I have very specific food industry knowledge about contaminants in the food supply. So I know that RFK Jr. is correct to have concerns about contamination in the food supply, even if they don't come from coal. They do come from industrial output, some of it from China, for example. I mean, China's smokestacks end up polluting soils in America because what goes up comes down. And, you know, if you pump a bunch of particulate lead into the air in China, some of it settles on the crops in America or in Asia, and it ends up in the turmeric herb, or it ends up in the moringa herb, you know, things like that. And we see that in our lab testing. So that's real. That's a real legitimate concern. And I believe RFK Jr. is going to take a really aggressive look at that, and he'll take some steps to help clean that up. But understand that the really big picture in all of this is that the FDA has functioned as nothing but the terrorist arm, the militant branch of Big Pharma. And an order went out last year from the Biden administration to the head of the FDA to try to just shut down every natural supplement company that they could. And they unleashed a wave of audits and inspections and actions that were just frankly, forms of terrorism. We were subjected to it as well. The FDA committed terrorism against us. And because we run such a clean operation, they failed. They could not find any reason to shut us down. But they targeted us, and they targeted others, and they tried to destroy the natural products industry. They did. And that's got to stop. The FDA cannot serve as just the militant enforcement branch of Big Pharma that just tries to destroy all the competition of the drug industry. The FDA needs to either be ended or split up. The best thing, probably from a regulatory point of view, would be to split the agency, have a drug administration, and you have to have a rule where nobody that works there can ever work for the drug industry. So you have to have a firewall. But that whole operation there should be all about clamping down on dangerous drugs and vaccines. And then you should have another division, a totally separate division, that's about food and supplements. And its focus should be about enhancing nutrition and immune function and disease prevention for the American people. It should be a pro-health division. Or frankly, my preference is shut it all down, because I don't think government can ever be trusted to do anything honestly. But if there's going to be reform, this would be the way to do it. Split it up. And then medical devices, maybe that's a third thing, or maybe that goes under drugs and medical devices, something like that. But you've got to take food and supplements away from the current FDA bureaucracy, because all those people in the FDA, they are enemies of nutrition. They are enemies of health in America. And as a result, they are enemies of the American people. They are terrorists, I assure you. The most evil, wicked, demonic people I've ever seen work for the FDA. They're not even human. I mean, some of these people, you look at them, you're like, that's not a human being. That's a fucking demon that has been teleported into this realm to terrorize people and to destroy human health. I've seen it with my own eyes, okay? Face to face. So I know what I'm talking about. These are evil people, and some of them should be arrested. And I hope that there are criminal arrests. I hope that RFK Jr. cooperates with the DOJ, Pam Bondi, and issues arrest warrants for Fauci and arrest warrants for top executives at the FDA and the CDC, who clearly were complicit in a grand conspiracy to cover up the efficacy of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in order to push mandatory toxic vaccine jabs on everybody during the COVID years. The people who were part of that decision, they need to be prosecuted criminally. They need to go to jail for life, in my opinion, if they're found guilty, obviously. And yes, they deserve their day in court. Yes, they deserve an attorney. They deserve to present evidence in their defense. I believe in the rule of law. But as an outsider, I know what they did. I know they are guilty of complicity in homicide. They committed mass homicide against the American people. And frankly, I'll lay this out there. If Fauci isn't prosecuted in some way, I know Senator Rand Paul is very interested in this, and let's see what Bondi does here, but if Fauci is not prosecuted, it's a massive failure. Fauci needs to be prosecuted above all. And then there are others. There are others in the FDA. There are others in NIH. You got to look at Collins. You got to look at Barrick. You got to look at a number of people who were involved in the grand COVID conspiracy that killed over 1.5 million Americans. This has to come out. Then we will know that we have truly won, that we have truly reformed, or at least exposed the system. Then we will know we have drained the swamp. Until then, yeah, you know, you can rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, I suppose. But if I see RFK Jr. Limited to just talk of minor reforms, you know, let's just have cost savings here and there, that's a failure. I'm sorry, that's a failure. We need big, bold action, and I do believe that's what we're going to see. So pray for RFK Jr.'s safety. Pray for the safety of Trump and everybody in the administration that is being effective in this effort. Pray for them all, and pray for America. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And you can also find my interviews and podcasts and broadcasts at brighteon.com. And thank you for listening. Take care. Happy Valentine's Day. We've got specials for both him and her for Valentine's Day at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. And if you go there, you'll see some of what we have available. It's a great way to show your love for your significant other, you know, your spouse, your partner, whatever stage your relationship may be. Everybody loves to know that you think about them, you care about their health and nutrition. So let me show you what we have. Some gifts for her. Got to think about her first. We've got, of course, Coco Energize. Well, actually, show what's on my desk here. We've got a pretty amazing assortment of what's available. The Golden Milk products, the Colloidal Silver, the Lavender Body Soap, you know, the storable food. I mean, who doesn't love storable food? Whey protein. We've got anthocyanins and personal care products there as well, the first aid gel, et cetera, and the Manuka honey. All these things. If you go to our website, again, healthrangerstore.com/valentines, plural, don't forget the S on that, then you'll be able to see some of what we have available for her. Here's some frankincense essential oil. We've got kombucha probiotics. Here's the super anthocyanins as well. Elderberry and echinacea, a fluid tincture there that's really nice. Shea butter soap bar, all kinds of amazing things that you can choose from here. And then in terms of gifts for him, for those of you ladies listening, you want to get your man something that they will really appreciate. Check this out. We've got the Groovy Bee Blue Light Blocking Amber Glasses, Escape Zone Shielded Faraday Ballistic Backpack. Every man wants a bulletproof backpack with Faraday components in it. We have an EMF blocking beanie. We've got the Consequences Covert Knife and all the custom knives that I designed with Dawson Knives, or co-designed here, you know, including Escape from LA. Men love this. They go crazy over this. Coco Energize, some silver breath spray. Here we go, you know, potassium iodide for protecting your thyroid, etc., and some other nutritional personal care products. Check it all out. Whey protein, you know, Opti MSM capsules for mobility, so much more. All available at the Health Ranger Store. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/valentines. And all these specials are good from February 11th through February 14th, Valentine's Day, until midnight Central Standard Time. So again, check it out at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Also, during this sale only, you get double reward points. We normally don't do that. You get double points this time, so double the love on Valentine's Day. And you can use those reward points against future purchases, or also coming up, access to our hosted version of our AI engine. Now, we don't charge to access our AI engine online, but we can't have just unlimited open access to anybody because they'll just clobber the thing. So we're going to allow you to use reward points to access the engine for free. Or you can use those reward points against future purchases. But the big deal here right now, again, February 11th through the 14th, during this Valentine's Day sale, double reward points and an incredible assortment of laboratory-tested, almost all certified organic products, nutrition, food, personal care, and superfoods, all available, healthrangerstore.com/valentines. And remember that every purchase you make there also helps support our platform and supports all of our multiple platforms and our efforts to help, you know, keep humanity free and informed and advocate for knowledge, information, and decentralization. So thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much.